Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From one young quarterback to another, 24-10 last night, Bills beat the Patriots. In that moment, Mac Jones was seen mouthing the words, "Throw the effing ball, the quick game sucks," as he was saying to some staff members on the sideline, Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. This what was seen on Prime Video and heard on Prime Video, thanks to them.
And that says that speaks volumes, and they better figure this out because they got a pretty good, decent football team. Yeah, you see it right there. You see the cuss words come out, but he's also expressing himself saying, throw the ball.
Yes, throw the ball. This will be the national story today. People will talk about it. People will get all over it. It will also, for me, I don't know how you guys feel, Dorn, it will be the most overblown story in the week in football, that a quarterback swore, that he got frustrated, that he yelled a little bit. As long as it's not personal, I never mind a quarterback getting in somebody a little bit and wanting to succeed.
I mean, look at Brady earlier in the year whenever he was cussing out his offensive line. Look at Peyton Manning, all the clips they played whenever the Steelers played on Monday night, cussing out Jeff Saturday. You can do that if you garner the respect of your team. But I could see where Mac Jones is coming from. I mean, look, starting the year, they didn't even have an offensive coordinator. They still don't have an offensive coordinator. They do it by committee. They do it, you know, as a whole. Bill Belichick's the offensive coordinator sometimes. Matt Patricia is. I'd be frustrated as well because there's nothing that's consistent about the offense. So I don't know. Obviously, we're not in the room there in New England. But if he's garnered the respect from his offensive peers, then I'm totally okay with
what
he's
doing. Yourself in Mac Jones' shoes, too. You had a good rookie year. Right. Your OC goes off to take a head coaching job. And to your point, Dorn, they don't replace them really. They just bring in some retreads and kind of patchwork them together and say, yeah, somebody will call plays. Don't worry about it. This is as much about Mac Jones' frustrations, I think, with Matt Patricia or whoever's calling the plays as it is, you know, him trying to spark guys. It is a guy yelling at people. You're right. But this doesn't remind me as much of Brady getting into his offensive line to try and get them going on the sideline at Heinz Field as it does just a guy who's utterly and completely frustrated with getting stalled out in his second year in the NFL.
See, there is a difference between those two, though. Right? I mean, can we agree there?
That, yeah, explain.
That Brady yelling at his offensive line, if I'm an offensive lineman or I'm a tight end and Brady's yelling at me, I'm like, all right, well, I better step up because this guy knows how to win. If I'm a tight end and I'm, you know, my fourth year and Mac Jones is yelling at me, I'm like, all right, you better step up too. Like,
he's part of the problem.
Yes. Yes. We haven't won. I don't know that you can lead us to where we want to be. Are you doing the right things necessary too?
Yeah, I don't know what the cachet is or what the credentials are to be allowed to be that guy, but I know the guys who can and the guys who can't.
Yes.
You know. Yep. You know when the switch flicks to the guy that can dog cuss people. And he ain't there yet. But that wasn't a case of him getting in people. It felt like a case of him just in kind of big picture saying, we all need to get it together.
And if you want to make it all relative, I think Kenny is there to do that. I think Kenny, if we want to bring it back home,
go ahead.
I think Kenny is at a place that if he showed it, and he probably will never do this in public, but if he did show his frustration, guys would respond.
Just to the offense, though. He can't do it to the other side of the ball.
No.
I think there are some quarterbacks, when you really graduate to a big dog, you could do it to the other side of the ball.
That's correct.
Breeze, Brady.
Depending on who's on the other side of the ball.
Like recent guys. You're right about
that.
Could Ben have cussed at Hayward?
No.
Even in his last year?
I think he would have been able to cuss at Hayward a little bit more than Ryan Clark, James Ferrier, Casey Hampton. He ain't cussing at those guys. But Hayward, maybe a little bit, maybe pull him aside and have a talk and, you know, just say, hey, we need to get things going. But I can't see him doing it to those other guys.
Could Brady in his last year in New England have cussed at the defense?
No, because Belichick runs the defense.
depends
on who's over.
Can
there.
Josh Allen yell at the defense right now?
McDermott runs the defense.
Could Aaron Rodgers sure can't, right? Because they're not getting it done offensively.
He can.
Tell me why.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's the only guy there that's their saving grace of doing anything of that organization in the next how many years?
Can Jalen Hurts yell at the offense right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's a pause there because I don't, even though he's getting it done, but I think he can.
I think he can.
This is fascinating. Who's the guy? Who are the dog cuss guys and who are not?
Right.
Can Tua.
To the offense?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, he's McDaniel's guy.
Yes. Dak Prescott?
I don't know. You know who thinks he could but can't? He lost a lot of respect, I think, is the Smurf in the desert, Kyler Murray.
No, yeah, absolutely.
That was a guy who was trending toward, yes, I'm the big dog, and totally fell off.
Could you imagine him saying something to J.J. Watt? I know J.J. Watt doesn't play every snap anymore, but J.J. Watt will look at him and be like, bruh.
I can't imagine him saying something to the guys on offense being taken seriously.
No, like Hopkins, no chance.
Which I think it says a lot about Mac Jones trying to be a leader last night.
Yes.
I look at it as a positive.
I do too. I think that he's in a place where everybody obviously wants to win, but he's in a place where he feels that he can do that. And if your quarterback is taking charge and wants to, you know, get some stuff going when you're getting blown out almost 24-7 at the point, then, you kind of rally around that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.